biscuits have arrived!
Eager to enjoy two raspberry ripples!
Penny, Wooten, just hold on, okay?
Oh, a bad time?
A little. It's crazy today. Oh. We're having back-to-back birthday parties with the same theme, Happy Porpoise.
Happy Porpoise?
Yeah, the porpoise with a purpose.
Oh, what's the purpose?
To annoy adults.
Well, if it's a porpoise, why are all the kids running around in dolphin costumes? Seems kind of disrespectful to the porpoises of the world.
Yeah. Porpoises, dolphins? I mean, is there really a difference?
Oh, Connie, dolphins have curved, pointy fins, sharper teeth, and rostrums.
What?
Noses.
Oh, well, why don't they just call them noses?
Because porpoises have noses and they're different.
Yeah, way different.
It's like comparing apples to smaller apples.
Hmm. I never realized your passion for this, Penny.
Her porpoise expertise is one of the many reasons I love her.
What is it?
Penny, do these costumes seem familiar to you?
What do you mean?
Oh, I'd better get the cake out. Marcia, this is an ice cream shop, not a gym. No spiking volleyballs.
Well, this all reminds me of a character that I came up with a long time ago. It was named Jolly Dolphin.
Remember you talking about Jolly Dolphin?
Oh, yeah, she was cute. You know, she had lavender skin and rainbow glasses and a colorful beach ball that she'd balance between her rostrum and beret. I barely showed her to anybody because a friend of mine told me kids wouldn't relate to a character that was so jolly all the time. You know, he said that kids needed realism and characters with noses.
Oh, those anti-rostrum people always get me so steamed.
Yeah, but seeing all this makes me wonder if he was wrong.
Okay, who wants cake?
The character on top of the cake. It's Jolly Dolphin. The lavender skin, the rainbow glasses, the beach ball balanced between her rostrum and beret.
You mean?
Someone stole my character. Happy Porpoise is Jolly Dolphin.
Hi, this is Chris. Grab your whole family and come along with us for an adventure in Odyssey.
Happy Porpoise. Oh, here it is, Wooten. She has her own website.
That's Jolly, all right. Though a little bit off-kilter. Jolly has a freckle right above her right cheek and stunningly long eyelashes that could knock out a narwhal in the blink of an eye.
How long has Happy Porpoise been a thing, Connie?
Well, I heard about her a month or so ago. I don't think she's been popular for long. Well,
how could this have happened?
Maybe someone broke into your house and stole your designs.
They wouldn't find anything. All my work from those days was lost in the fire when my house burned down.
There's a little blurb at the bottom of the page.
Hmm?
The author's local. Witness the overnight sensation of rising artist Terry Blaze.
Terry? Oh, Connie, can I see your phone?
Yeah, sure. There's a little picture you can zoom in.
Wow, Terry. My buddy from way back when. It's good to know he's still kicking.
Buddy?
Yeah, Terry's the guy who let me stay at his place when I first moved to Odyssey. You know, I met Terry and he liked my artwork. He was kind of like the encouraging brother I never had. Until he and his mom moved to Odenton.
Oh.
He was also the one who told me Jolly Dolphin wouldn't work as a character.
Wooten, do you think he did that on purpose to steal her?
You should text the number at the bottom of the page.
On it.
Oh!
Sorry, Connie.
Marcia, no balancing the ball on your rostrum when you're around the cake.
Oh, that's actually her nose.
Excuse me.
Wooten, are you okay?
I don't think there's another explanation. Terry took my Jolly drawing and turned it into the character of Happy without telling me. And Terry was my friend.
Maybe he used to be, but not so much if he's stealing from you. You can't let him get away with that.
Oh, I've never been good at not letting people get away with things. Plus, what about that whole turning the other cheek thing? You know, the Bible saying that when somebody does something bad to you, you have mercy on them.
This is different. What Terry is doing is morally wrong. You need to call him right now and tell him to stop.
But what if he says no?
Marcia! Marcia!
Penny, Terry's an old friend. I mean, I was really thinking about giving up comics right before I met him. And in a way, he's sort of showing me that my ideas have been good since the beginning. The kids seem to be happy with... Happy.
Oh, he responded.
Wow, that was fast.
Okay, you have a meeting with Mr. Blaze in his office this afternoon.
Oh, I don't know about this.
Wooten, I know you don't like confronting people. You can still be polite. Just go over, remind him about Jolly, and take back what's yours.
Just play the game nicely, please.
Okay, Connie.
Here, Wooten. One of the kids brought in a Happy Porpoise comic book.
Oh, thanks. Wow. She doesn't look very happy here.
She seems a lot different from the jolly dolphin you described.
She's using her echolocation to steal from the rich and give to the poor?
She's refusing to share her beach ball with her friends.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, and look, she didn't invite the great white sharks to her birthday party.
Well, sharks do tend to eat all the hors d'oeuvres and sometimes the guests.
It's still mean and exclusionary.
Yeah. Now, do you think you should take action?
Marcia, you cannot use the table as a battering ram! Stop!
Well, Wooten.
Okay, when's the meeting? I have to take Jolly back.
Yes.
I, Terry Blaze, am not a loser. Lots of... hang on. I gotta open the garage... office. I mean office. Just a second. This door sticks. It's Terry time.
Oh, hi, Terry.
Woo, woo. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has. Thanks for meeting with me.
Of course.
I always love catching up with old friends.
Oh, slam dunk. Me too. Come in. Take a seat.
Thanks.
Oh, wait. Let me clean off that chair for you.
You mean the beanbag?
Don't knock until you've tried it. The internet was created by someone in a beanbag. Share? So, what brings you by?
First of all, great garage you got.
Office space.
Oh.
Lots of men in their 30s work out of their mom's garages these days.
Wow, really? You're a wealth of knowledge. And I gotta tell you, I'm definitely buying a beanbag chair. This has all the comfort but none of the dangers of quicksand.
Exactly.
Listen, Terry, I just wanted to talk over a few things.
What sort of things?
Well, Jolly Dolphin.
Jolly Dolphin. Oh, you must mean Happy Porpoise, my latest creation and almost national phenomenon.
National?
Not quite yet, but it's huge in Odenton.
Oh.
It's not at all something I created in desperation to pay off my debts and finally get away from my mother. Did you hear that somewhere? Have you spoken to my mom?
Well, I wouldn't actually say you created Happy Porpoise.
What do you mean?
Well, Happy Porpoise is Jolly Dolphin.
I'm not following.
Well, remember, I used to sketch that character when I was crashing at your place?
Sorry, I don't recall anything like that. Wooty, are you implying that I stole the idea from you?
Well, not on purpose. I mean, purpose.
Listen, Wootaroony, hear me out. I really don't remember any Jolly Dolphin. I remember the other ones, Captain Absolutely, the Sleuth Family Robinson, Horace the Flying Sponge. Great characters. The kids love your work.
Oh, well, thanks. And that's kind of why I came over. You know, Jolly was created to be a character that's good and helpful, but you've turned her into something bad. I can't let a creation of mine negatively influence kids.
But you didn't create...
Well, so I need to take the character back from you.
Well, I...
And give her, like, a whole new storyline.
But I...
Probably a fresh set of comic books altogether.
Listen! If you want to make a jolly comic book, I can't stop you.
Oh, really?
Why would I? Sounds like it could be a delightful character.
Wow. Oh, Terry, that went way better than I expected.
Don't thank me. You're sticking to your guns and reclaiming your character. I respect that, Wootsopolis. You're a good man and a good friend.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, send me an issue of that before it goes to press. I'd love to see what you do with it.
Sure thing, Terry. You bet I will. Oh, hi, Penny. You're back. Want to check out the latest installment of a certain sleuth-solving family who may or may not be mixed up in an epic underwater crossover?
The Sleuth Family Robinsons?
Undersea Mysteries, featuring...
Jolly Dolphin! How are you going to explain why her name isn't Happy Porpoise anymore?
Oh, read this.
Witness Happy's conversion to Jolly as she's knocked off her seahorse on the road to Swamascus and struck blind. From that moment, Happy became Jolly.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like the Apostle Paul's conversion story.
Yeah, it's a perfect underwater allegory. Jolly repents of her sins, showing kids that God's mercy changes people for the better.
Have you shown this to Terry yet?
Oh, I just sent it to him. I hope he's excited. I mean, this might give him some exposure outside of Odenton.
And none of this would have happened if you hadn't stood up to him.
Yeah. Hello? Oh, hi, Terry. You did? Oh, that's great. Well, sure, I'll be there, thanks. Terry wants to hang out tomorrow.
Ah, that's great.
Yeah, I'm really glad we're friends again. I guess it is a good thing that I confronted him. You were right, as usual.
Does that make you want to listen to me all the time?
I still want to start a bagpipe band to play at our first child's graduation party.
Rats.
It's gonna rock.
Thanks for sending me that advanced copy of the comic, Wootenshire.
Oh, no problem.
You sure did change my character a lot.
Yeah, I know. I'm working on the next chapter now. The new storyline will make Happy a completely new character. A better one.
Better? I thought what I had was pretty good.
Well, maybe, but I think it's time to turn her into a really good role model.
Kids aren't into that these days.
Oh, I don't know, Terry. I think the whole lesson of mercy
Mercy. Great. So, speaking of which, not to change subjects completely... A little while back, I read on the internet about your house fire.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry about that. How much did you lose?
Well, everything.
So, you have no early drawings of Jolly Dolphin?
Nope.
Well, that's a shame. Mm-hmm. Then you really wouldn't have any evidence of the character in case someone sued you for, I don't know, copyright infringement or anything?
No, I guess not.
Then I'm taking you to court.
Huh?
It's Terry time.
It's what?
Well, arbitration. I'm taking you to arbitration.
But for what?
For destroying my chance at future earnings by tainting my character.
No. You mean my character.
Listen, Whooper Scooper, I did not steal your stuff. And if I had, you can't prove it. You just said so. You've got nothing.
But Terry, even if this was your character...
It is.
You still said I could use it.
I said you could use Jolly. I didn't know you were gonna change Happy. You stole from me and ruined my product. You said it yourself, and don't try to deny it. I've been wearing a wire. Listen.
My chiseled chin exudes confidence.
That was someone else. Here we go. Okay, 3, 2, and don't try to deny it. I've been wearing a wire. Listen.
The new storyline will make Happy a completely new character.
Terry, you set me up?
To shut you down.
So this was all a trick? I thought you wanted to be friends again.
A friend doesn't ruin another friend's future fortune. Have your people call my people, and we'll set up the arbitration hearing. If someone answers, claiming to be my mom, don't believe her. It's actually one of my many assistants.
I can't believe it. When you said Terry's the brother you never had, did you mean in a Cain and Abel sort of way?
I just don't see how he can get away with this.
Well, he can't. Jolly's my intellectual property.
Of course! That's it!
What?
Creations of the mind. The rights creators have to their ideas.
Yeah. Since I thought of it first, I own it.
All we have to do is bring that up during arbitration.
Uh-huh.
What's arbitration like?
Kind of like a trial's thrifty uncle from New Jersey. Not as formal and way cheaper.
And when the arbitrator decides in our favor, we won't have to take things to court.
I hope so, but seems a little too easy, don't you think?
Ah, trust us, Connie. The truth is on my side.
I'm Simon Jones, acting as arbiter for this case concerning the Dolphin Porpoise comic book. Who would like to go first?
Me. Terry time. I am here today to throw this man under the bus after he left me hanging off a cliff by destroying the fruits of my creative labor, the creation that made me the person I am today. Pause for effect. Happy Porpoise is mine. Jolly Dolphin is lame. Any alteration of my character takes away from my fans' love of the character and my love of the money it generates. A thank you.
Mr. Bassett, provide your opener.
Well, Judge Jones...
I'm just an arbiter today, Wooten, not a judge.
Oh, okay, well, Arbiter Jones, your arbiter. I'm here to defend my right to change Happy Porpoise to Jolly Dolphin, because Jolly was happy before Happy became Jolly. And I should know, because Jolly is my intellectual property, meaning that I have the Jolly right to use her any happy way that I want. Thank you.
Thank you.
Intellectual property? What are you trying to pull?
Well, Jolly was my idea, so...
Even if that was true, which it's not, that doesn't mean you own it. We all know that ideas aren't truly owned until they're registered under copyright.
Yeah, so the thing... Wait, what?
Wooten, do you have any registered copyrights?
Well, no, sir, not for Jolly.
Well, that's just a shame, because it just so happens that I have the copyright. Right here.
Wait, what?
Registered?
Righto, my Sir Arbiter Judgeness dude. I sent this black and white concept art to the Copyright Office 1 year ago, and as you can see from the date stamp, it is registered to me.
Oh, wait a minute. That's my drawing.
Prove it. As Happy Porpoise would say...
All right. I need to look at this document. Anyone need a recess?
Oh, yes, please. Complete with chocolate milk and a merry-go-round.
Reconvene in half an hour.
Enjoy the ride, Wootster, because Happy is mine. I own the character, and you can never use her again.
Oh.
I didn't see that coming.
Terry set me up, and he used my own drawing to do it.
There has to be a way to prove that you drew it.
I don't know, Penny. It's not like my fingerprints are on it or anything.
I'm so sorry, Wooten.
I guess I should never have said anything and just let Terry keep the character. You know, turn the other cheek.
Wooten, you can't just throw in the towel. I believe in mercy, but if you let people get away with doing wrong things, they hurt themselves as much as they hurt others. Think about the kids. If Terry gets what he wants, Jolly will go right back to being a bad influence.
You know, you're right, Penny. I can't just lie on the ground like a beach beluga that's badly impersonating a dolphin because he thinks he's a porpoise.
Well, spoken.
I mean, Terry doesn't even make the right dolphin sound. It should sound like...
Wait.
So I'm just going to go back in there and...
That's... Of course! I know where I saw the... Wait, where would I find the...
Are these sentences going to include periods anytime soon?
No, there's no time!
But where are you going?
Stop for time and don't throw in that towel!
I don't even have a towel!
Penny, how's Wooten?
There's no time to explain!
Well, come on in! What are you doing?
Have you rearranged the whole closet since I moved out?
No, I've been meaning to talk to you about getting your stuff out of there, actually.
Uh-huh. Here it is.
An ornament?
A plush ornament that squeaks like a dolphin. See? It has a plastic sleeve that holds a picture.
Is that a picture of Jolly Dolphin?
An original picture of Jolly. Full color and everything.
Can you prove it's authentic?
No, but I know someone who can.
When our forefathers wrote the U.S. Constitution, they didn't take it to the Copyright Office. And do you know why?
Because the Copyright Office didn't exist.
Because they didn't care if their ideas were stolen. If a country like, I don't know, Canada, learned a little more about freedom, then the world might be a better place.
Your Honor, what is he talking about? This is a waste of time.
Well, I get paid by the hour, so... I'll allow it.
When God wrote the Ten Commandments, he didn't take the stone tablets over to the Copyright Office.
Are you filibustering? You know this isn't the U.S. Senate, right?
Wooten, if there's a point to this, would you please make it?
Well, Your Arbiter, sir, I...
We figured it out!
This is the strangest arbitration I've ever had.
Your Honor, here's your proof that Jolly belongs to Wooten!
What?
A Christmas ornament?
With... a Jolly Dolphin original drawing in the sleeve.
Can you prove it's original? There's no date on it.
Unlike mine.
The date is the drawing. I went to see art connoisseur Jacques Henri. He examined it, and according to him, the ink used in this work of art was made with Opti-Zappi colors. He'll come in and testify today if you want him to.
Opti-Zappi colors?
A rudimentary line of colors once used by Optimized Comics. It was shelved years ago due to its tendency to clot inside the pen within 6 months. The Opti-Zappi colors were only only in use for about a year due to all the defects.
Years before Terry filed for registered copyrights to anything.
Now we have something.
No, we don't. I have a trademark.
Tell you what, I may have a way to settle this once and for all. You both claim to have created this character, right?
Right.
Then draw it, right now, from memory.
Oh, sure.
Wait, what?
Draw it at the same time, backs turned away from each other, all right?
Sure.
Okay.
Here's some paper and pencils. There you go.
It's Terry time?
I'm ready when you are.
And go!
Okay, her right flipper has a bend right here, so the sun bounces off it like a windshield.
First, you start with a bumpy line.
Then you always make sure there's room between her blowhole and forehead, just in case she wants to put on her fancy Sunday wig.
And that completes the eyelash.
Can't forget her beach ball. It adds that splash of color.
And I think this is
finished.
Okay, let's see what we have. Oh, Terry, yours looks like a cockroach. Wooten's, well, is clearly authentic.
I never drew the comics myself. I hired artists.
You said you drew them yourself.
Yeah, but I used the bad pen and the ink and clotted up before. I have these papers and my chiseled chin exudes confidence, authority, and strength.
What?
Don't take this to court, Terry. You'll lose. I find in favor of Wooten Bassett.
Thank you, Your Arbiter.
Know that Jelly Dolphin now squeaks with joy.
Wow, I'd forgotten all about this ornament.
You made it as a get-to-know-me Christmas present back when we first met. You inserted the drawing and recorded your own voice.
That's right. I replaced the squeaker with my own dolphin-y sound box.
It was very sweet. So I never threw it away.
You never throw anything away. Case in point, my closet.
I'll be over soon to clean it out.
Well, I won't hold my breath. I gotta head home. I'll see you guys later.
Okay, bye. See you later, Connie. So, where'd you park the car?
Right there, Wooten.
Hey, Terry! Are you having trouble getting your car started?
Wootenison! No, it does this sometimes. I'll be fine.
Hey, listen, Terry, I just want you to know that
whatever you're gonna do to me, just get it over with. Please just don't tell my mom.
Oh, Terry, there are no hard feelings.
No?
No, I mean, what type of guy would I be to teach kids mercy without showing it myself? I don't want to see you throw away your career. In fact, I'd like to help you.
Really? How?
Well, you know, I've still got to finish up Jolly's conversion arc. I mean, she can't stay blind forever.
What about after that?
I was hoping we could figure it out together. You know, maybe you can draw a cockroach character that thinks he's a dolphin who thinks he's a porpoise. You seem to be pretty great at those.
Slam dunk! Oh, thanks, Wooten. And sorry for everything. And I do mean everything.
Is there more?
Yes. Confession time. I was the one who stole your coffee creamer.
You always told me it was our crotchety neighbor, Jed.
I framed Jed because he made fun of my sports coat.
I don't remember you having a sports coat.
Ooh, I also stole your sports coat.
Wait, were you the one who took my Armani Aardvark nightlight?
I used it until about 6 months ago. My mom took it away. Oh, I gotta get out of that house. She's got 9 cats. Name them all Terry.
It's nice to know that Wooten and Terry may actually become friends again. It just goes to show that a little mercy can go a long way. John chapter 8 tells us the story about Jesus and a woman who had just been caught committing a terrible sin. A group of religious leaders were about to follow the law and put her to death, but Jesus saved her. The men left, and the woman lived because of Jesus' mercy. But Jesus didn't just show mercy and let her go back to her life as before. He looked at her and said, "Go and sin no more." There's a time for mercy, and there's a time when a person's actions may be hurting them or others around them. Ask God or your parents to help you decide which is the right call at the right time. Whether you show mercy or hold someone accountable for their actions, do either out of love. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Legally Wooten was written by Jesse Kellum IV and directed by Marshall Younger, with sound designed by Zach Schneider and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included
Neil Gargiulo, Jess Harnell, Katie Lee, Joel McCrary, and Kimmy Robertson. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.